Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in live right here on the Faith Walking Faithful broadcast with yours truly, the King's Daughter, Naomi. It is a privilege and an honor to be here with you. I tell you what, it's always, always, always a blessing to be live on the air. I want to thank you for tuning in, each and every one of you. We're having a discussion today about the 1984 to 1994 class reunion. We just had it on June the 6th. I tell you what, it was an awesome, awesome high time in the Lord, and that's what we want to do, a post-reunion conversation here. We have, you know, our guests with us today. We are live with, we got Mr. Wardell. Is it with us? Wardell, that's you?
No, it's Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith, all right. Thank you. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Naomi?
Oh, I tell you what, doing wonderful, wonderful. We're waiting on Wardell to call in the meantime. Mr. Smith, tell the listening audience a little bit about who you are, what class you was with. You was at the event on Saturday. We had a good time at the, 1984 to 1996 his first annual class reunion. Can you just go ahead and give your report? Mike is hot. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, how successful it was for you.
Okay. This is Andre Smith, class of 1988 from Fort Pierce Westwood High School.
Hey.
And I really truly enjoyed myself, me and my wife. It's been 27 years since I've seen most of my classmates. And, you know, I was so happy just to see a few of them show up, but I also was happy to see a lot of the other classes show up to the reunion. It was a blessing that Mr. Lee and Mr. Peterson and their wives put this thing together. And, you know, I wish it would have been sooner, but, you know, I'm just glad it happened when it happened. And for those who missed it, you truly missed a very special event of coming together of, you know, people from Fort Pierce and the classes. I'm just hoping that, you know, when we do this again next year, it will be bigger and better. And I'm hoping that it will. And, you know, everybody show up like they say they will, and everything will be great. It's going to be, you know, real wonderful just to see the many faces from Fort Pierce and people that are doing awesome, you know, in their future careers. I just want to continue to just thank those people that put this together, their hard work and dedication. You know, it's just so wonderful to see, you know, us black folks doing everything right. And not to say just the black folks. It's about our white classmates doing well also, and I would like to see them too. But unfortunately, a lot of them couldn't come, but I'm just glad that this happened. And, you know, if they need my help for the next year, I'll be here willing and waiting.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in and sharing your good time that you had. 407-461, your mic is hot. Just tell us who you are and go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Wardell.
All right. Man of the hour.
Hey, Andre, I heard everything you said, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
A lot of feedback.
Yes, and Andre, I got a question. How long actually you've been living in Orlando?
I've been living in Orlando since 2007.
Now, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I've been here basically since 96. You said you've been here since 2007.
Uh-huh.
I've not seen you or came in passing since you moved here. And we're right here.
Yeah.
We're here. And it was a few of us like that, you know, Saturday night. And that's what it's about, you know, it's trying to come together. So just imagine You know, if you here it is that the people in Fort Pierce, you know, you don't even get the chance to see them at all. There's some people I haven't seen, like you said, in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I know it's been long. It's been that long for me as well. Like I said, I just got back from Seattle, Washington, and I'm, you know, I'm Westwood, class of 87. And it was just good to see everybody. I mean, it really was. I was blessed, I tell you. Just, I am so honored that you guys would have a vision to put this together so that the classmates can come together. And I was telling some of the others, you know, we just, you know, Wardell, you know, you didn't want us to continue and just keep letting people pass us by, you know, because we all got to go, but pass, and then we haven't had time to fellowship. So I think this is an awesome, awesome event you put together, and I really enjoyed myself. The food was wonderful. And I don't know if your wife's on the other line with you, but she made a comment when I was there, and I definitely wanted her to share it with the listening audience. Miss Rena.
Hello.
Audience, what she witnessed. How you doing, sis?
Good. I'm blessed.
Awesome.
I was sitting. You and I actually were sitting down and watching. After they were setting up and preparing for the evening event, and Wardell was standing in the middle of the room, and he was looking like, "Now, what should I do with these tapes?" And as people started to come in, and it didn't matter what school they were from or even if they knew him, they just started pitching in. It was like they just started coming together, and they put it together so nicely. That's why on one of my posts I put everybody that participated, because it was like people that weren't involved came out, and they helped him do whatever he needed them to do with without him asking. And it was the same thing at the close of the evening. You know, people just were helping that had nothing to do with the setup of the event. But I thought it was very nice to see friends and people from the same community just come together and help out, because I've been to and been a part of a lot of different events where if they weren't a part of whatever it was I put together, they didn't help set up or break anything down. And they lived here and known me for years. So a lot of times that's just not done. And I really appreciated it. I thought it was awesome, and I thought everybody did a really good job. Everybody looked wonderful. I didn't know one person in the whole room, and I had a blast. I knew
that's
you,
awesome.
And I knew my husband, and I knew Angela Wynn, and maybe Darren Wiggins outside of that, and Terrence Platt. But other than that, I didn't know any of the ladies, but I had a wonderful time. And it was just really good time, and next year is going to be bigger and better.
Hey, man, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. Well, I got to see some old classmates, I'm telling you, and some that were just friends in the community, and I, of course, went to Westwood High School. You know, you had Alice Huckabuck there. You had Patrice, her sister, was there, and, you know, Levi, my ex, was there. Anyway, him and his wife, BB. Corey Shaw, I just got off the phone with him. He's in the gym working out. Come on, man,
okay.
I don't know. But, yeah, I just got through talking with him. And I'm telling you, I just got to see so many people. Daryl Simmons, I mean, oh, my goodness. I was really honored, really honored. Go ahead, Wardell, if you want to say anything.
Yeah, I would like just like to thank everyone once again. That was real special to us, you know, people from Fort Pierce driving all the way here. Not even just from Fort Pierce, but, you know, I was talking to young brothers, you know, New Orleans, you know, coming from Atlanta, Tennessee, or no matter where they came from, they came quite a ways to come, you know, celebrate this event. And it was just really, it just really hit me that, wow, you know, we really did it. And it showed really how classy we can be. You know, we're at that age group where we don't put on too many things like that, and that was really, like you said, it was epic. It was like groundbreaking. It was history, in the making for Fort Pierce because we never have ever done that before, ever. And
there was no arguing.
It was a family affair. You know, it was a family affair that there was no arguing, no fussing. It was no anything.
No beefing, as they call it.
I'm gonna share a story with everybody.
Okay.
My brother, I had at the front door, and he was like, "Bro, how the turnout gonna look?" I said, "I'm not sure because I really want a lot of people to go online and pay on Eventbrite.com, but nobody really was paying quite, you know, like I wanted them to." And I said,
right.
"Oh Lord, we're gonna have a nice little wave coming to the door." Me and Tony was talking about the door. A lot of people are going to pay there. And I was like, but that's not, you can't really get a gauge or a feel of who's going to be in or out, you know, by them coming to the door. So it was like, well, bro, I understand, you know, that I have no idea how many people really going to show up, but I guarantee you, a lot of people is going to come through that door. He said, "You think so?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, what if a lot of people show up? You got any security or any police around? Anybody going to do security for you?" I said, "Nah, bro. Nah, not at all." He said, "Why not?" I said, "We're grown and mature people." I said, "Watch." I said, "I don't need security at all, and guess what happened? We needed
right.
none. We did not
they
need
came.
Anyone there to do anything. No bouncers, no whatsoever. We don't. And I knew, and I always had it in my heart, if I did it or we did it, that's how it was going to turn out. I didn't feel like we needed to have any security or police outside waiting for anything to happen. For what? We're grown, mature people, you know. We're
right.
young, successful young ladies, young men, and it was about coming together, having a great time after not seeing each other in decades. And we did
right.
exactly that. We enjoyed one another. You can see literally people going from one place to another place and just having conversations. You know, everybody had a great time, and it was really nice to see.
Right. And look, and what we didn't have, they went out and got, the sister went and bought some cards. We got to play us a couple of hands of cards. That was beautiful. I mean, it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they were so willing to help, and it was just beautiful. It really
yeah.
was, and I do. I want to ask you, Wardell, would you, because I know you've mentioned it to me, how you really felt about this event and your purpose. Your purpose was to, you know, have the classes to come together, you know, because we didn't want people to keep passing away and we're not seeing each other. Just speak to the listeners a little bit. Let them know your heart with the event. I mean, how you felt. And then I know that you were welcoming if there was someone that wanted to come from the class of 82. I mean, if they had a showed up, as long as they was grown and sexy.
That's it. Just grown and sexy, mature.
Just grown and sexy.
Older. You know, that's what it was about. And, I mean, I don't go home too often to Fort Pierce. My
right.
daughters, you know, they live there. My mom, grandparents, and aunts and cousins. But I don't get to go back home too often. But when I do go, I basically don't see too many people because I'm in for a
right.
short period of time. So I don't get the chance to, you know, roll around town and say, "Hey, how you doing, where you at?" Or, you know, it's a few people I might, you know, say, "Hey, I'm in town briefly." But even then, I probably won't even see them. But it was really just in our hearts to say, you know what, we have to do something. We really
right.
get to this point of age where we just can't continue to say, whatever class that you're from, you cancel a reunion or you're looking forward to a reunion, then it gets canceled, or you have a reunion, not too many people sign up, so you're forced to cancel it. So it was like we have to do something to say, not just
your class, but Fort Pierce, or not just Westwood, Central, John Carroll, Port St. Lucie, Lincoln Park. It's not about that. As you see, when you walked in that venue that night, Saturday night, how did it look?
It
represented
was
Fort Pierce. It represented every school. Regardless if they came or not, that's what it was about. They represented every school from Fort Pierce High.
Right, because you had the tablecloths of every color school, and that was so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
balloons,
was really
yeah,
awesome.
Don't
okay,
say the
balloons,
on the balloons too.
I know that's right. Don't let me sell you short. The balloons. You had the awesome
that's
DJ.
That's right.
Awesome
that's
DJ.
Right.
We had the photographer there, Mike Love. I'm telling you, it was really nice.
You know, everyone that participated.
The food was good.
From everyone. You know, it was just a blessing that we had it the way we had it, because for a first-time event,
right.
You got the food, you got the
we had well over.
Well, you got the, you know, my brother at the door, you got the awesome music, you got the awesome photographer. Everything just went well. You know, there's nothing to complain about. If you missed it, I'm pretty sure you heard of it. And you're going to say, well, wow, I can't miss out on the second one. And I'm just going to let you know you don't want to miss the second one. I got a date
right.
in mind, but I'm not sure yet. So whenever
right.
that time comes, we're going to put that out there. But it definitely will happen again, because it was such a successful event for the very first time. Fort Pierce was united. And honestly, a time of need, because there are some, you know, just like all over the world, we're not no different than anywhere else in the world. But it was just a time to joy, to rejoice, celebrate, have a great time, and just, you know, enjoy one another. So it was just a really great time, actually.
It was well over, like, 200 people that came through that venue.
Yes.
From that morning to that evening, and it was really, oh my God, I was just really like, wow. It was nice.
Yes.
Now,
nothing.
That's great. Go ahead, Rena.
Naomi, I really wanted to thank you.
Yes.
And I know Wardell is too, but I wanted to make sure you knew I was very grateful for everything that you've done for this event. Just coming in at the tail end, you've been a blessing, and you attributed a lot to the success of it, even at the tail end, and even now with promoting and, you know, helping us get the word out of how the event went and moving forward. And I want to tell you, I really appreciate you, and thanks a lot.
Oh, you are so welcome. This is what I love to do. I'm telling you, God knew when he chose me for this. He knew he was choosing a soldier, because this is what I love to do.
Yeah.
I love to get it out, get your event out. I mean, I love it. I literally love to give you the opportunity to let the world know, hey, we're having a Fort Pierce class reunion that will be taking place in Orlando next year. And I just want to let the world know. It's beautiful, yes. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from this. The class of 82, like I said, there was one sister that just passed away. And you know, I don't know that you would know Velvet, but, you know, rest in heaven and peace. But she just passed away probably a month ago. And one of her classmates was saying, I guess she was the one that were doing their class reunion. And so he was saying, I was wondering who's going to take her place now. And when he saw that, he responded immediately. Hey, sis, I'm glad to see this. I was wondering who was going to take her place. I didn't know who he was. I'm like, well, I don't know that we're taking anybody's place, but
right.
It's happening. It's happening. And you're definitely welcome, you know. if you are in the class of 82 and you usually, I mean, you're used to getting together. I know, Wardell, that's his heart. He wanted us to get together as classes so we can enjoy each other.
Yes.
Right? Yes, and that's what it's about. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all it's about. I mean, we, whenever we really, you know, really get ready to kick this off for the second time, it's definitely going to be bigger and better, and we definitely going to get more people in the house. I know a lot of people that said they wish they could have came this time. I got a few phone calls, and it was like, well, they couldn't come because they had other, you know, obligation, which is total. You totally understand that. And
right.
Like Andre, you know, called in earlier, him being, you know, from Fort Pierce, but now living in Orlando. And like
right.
I said,
and he's still on the line.
I don't even get a chance to see Andre at all. But there's so many people here in Orlando. When I actually first moved here, probably a year after that, I used to call this Fortlando, because there were so many people from Fort Pierce living here in this city. It really was.
Right.
And I want to see, I'm calling them out, I want to see you guys show up next year, because Fort Pierce got on the road. There was a lot of people here in Orlando that I know here that didn't show up, and I want to see them the next time. So I will hope everybody can come out and support. And it's not about me, not about anybody. It's about Fort Pierce. That's what it's about.
Right.
It's representing your home city, your hometown, a city you grew up in and graduated from. That's what it's about.
Right. And I'm honored to be a graduate from Fort Pierce, Westwood, Panther Lane. You know what I'm saying?
I really am.
I enjoy playing basketball. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a little extra. You know, I wasn't going to say nothing, but.
I really did. Listen, I was a part of DECA in school. I didn't even know what a historian was, but I learned that in school, you know. And
right.
I love to take pictures now. People wonder why, but I learned that in DECA.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the memories of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I really learned that in DECA. So, I mean, I really enjoy school. And I encourage anybody that's in high school, kids and stuff, to get involved in your school. I played basketball. We went out of town on out-of-town trips. It was nice. It was nice. Alice Burr, you know, playing with those guys, Tonya Gaines,
mm-hmm.
Sophia Weatherspoon, shouts out to the WNBA.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I used to guard her in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Pierce, Westwood, and Central playing together, and it was really nice. So I'm so honored to be a part of this. And for those that want to come, you know, there is an email out there, and it's okay to give out that email address, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the email address, right. Email us. If you want to come next year, email us at classreunioninorlando@gmail.com. That's classreunioninorlando@gmail.com. Send us your name, your contact information, the school that you graduated from, and the year you graduated. And I like to add the school colors so we can make sure you know them. Anyway, you want to add anything else to that?
Nah, you said it perfectly. You said it perfectly.
Amen. So, yeah, come out next year and support what it is that Wardell has put on his heart for us. I mean, it's just beautiful. God had laid on his heart for us, and we've had a great time. I thank God for being able to see some of my classmates and being able to see them, and I'm just getting here and meeting Rena and Wardell. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just would be honest, you know, I didn't know much about the event. I didn't know about the event. I learned 4 days before the event, and
yeah.
It was beautiful. I had just learned about it, but I knew I was coming.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot going on that night, too. And, you know, they actually had a Fantasia block party downtown.
Right,
and
they sure did.
I wasn't too skeptical about it. I just knew the crowd would probably turn out a little bit later than expected. But normally, also being here in Orlando for some years now, the last few block parties have been rained out. So I wasn't sure, and especially that Friday evening, it was like kind of storming around here, and it was bad weather. So I was like, oh, Lord, what's going to happen tomorrow night? You know, is it going to rain on Fantasia? I wasn't too concerned about my eye parade because we were inside, so I wasn't really concerned about it. But I was like, well, you know, maybe we'll probably get people in the building much sooner than later. But overall, it just turned out awesome. I couldn't have been more, you know, happier.
There was another event. I know my classmates was at over in it's called the Mid Calf or something like that. Midway Calf. No. So they had an event there. So I'm hoping next year it won't conflict, so that, you know, the classmates can come here and then maybe we can go support their event. So they had a good turnout as well. A lot of the Fort Pierce class was at that event as well. So, but they are definitely willing to come to this. I've talked to a lot of them. Shouts out to Laura Lovett. She definitely says she'll be here. I've talked to a couple of them that said they'll catch next year for sure.
That's all I've been hearing about when I talk to people. They say they've been reading this page and that page, and that's all people are talking about is how much they had a great time. They can't wait till the next one. When is the next one? And the ones that did miss out, they were like, they're not going to miss the next one. So, yeah,
I know that's right. I wouldn't want to miss it.
Yeah, and I mean, Fort Pierce, we really did well. We really did.
That is awesome. Well, I definitely want to thank Mr. Lee's wife for the food. That was excellent food. I mean, it was good. I got to take me some home. And it was good. And I really enjoyed myself. I have to say that. I got to do that old school lecture slide. Somebody said, well, no, they got the new stuff. I said, I don't know nothing about that new stuff. I like the old school.
Right. Right. You know,
I saw you and Rena doing the Soul Train line. It was awesome. Y'all did the Soul Train line. I saw y'all coming through the Soul Train line.
You know, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I ain't had no rhythm there for a minute because I wanted to, you know, come down like and do a robot dance like my boy being Dave Chappelle. You know, every time you see him, he's just doing the robot. So I was
trying
to do that. Then I thought about doing the Martin Lawrence, and I was like,
that's all right.
Combined at that point, I didn't know what to do.
It was such a good time, I tell you. People just dance. So I'm honored. We can get ready to cut the short. I mean, the call short if you like. I mean, I gave time for those that wanted to call in. They could call in and ask questions. There's a call-in number. You know that number? No, the call-in number is 347-989-8119. If you're tuned in, feel free to call in. If you have any questions, we'll take your questions now. And you can go ahead if you want to talk a little bit more. I mean,
okay, yeah.
I'm really grateful.
My wife's been, you know, thanking everybody, feeling all my thunder and everything. Every time I get ready to thank somebody, she just thanking them, and I ain't get a chance to get it out. So I just want to say, first of all, I really appreciate everything you have done for us and the event for the Fort Pierce, you know, event. It's just been wonderful for everything you have done. Ever since I talked to you, you just really been like, oh my gosh, it's just been a blessing, really. It has been a blessing. All the Fort Pierce people got on the road, like I said earlier, no matter where they came from. I was so happy and proud that they came all the way
took time out, you know, no matter what, they stayed in the hotel room or a family house or went back that same night, you know, that really meant a lot to us, you know, to the family and friends throughout the whole event, you know. On my side, on Tony's side, everybody did an awesome job. We just, we had so much help toward the end. I looked up at one time, went outside on the patio, came back in there, came back in the room, and the whole floor was almost empty, you know, when I came back in there. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And my eyes.
They wasn't playing with it.
No, they wasn't. You know, I was like, oh, okay, this is what I'm talking about. But that just shows you, you know, how successful it was, where, like my wife was saying, and the support that, you know, they came out, you could have just left, but people just stayed to help, and they stayed to the end. Majority, a lot of people did stay to the end.
They
you know,
did.
And it wasn't like 1 o'clock or 12:30, people were leaving. People were actually still coming around 12:30.
I think they'd have stayed all night.
I, you know, honestly, we could have.
I believe they would have stayed all night.
There was another event going on that following day, so it's like, you know, we gotta get the house prepared for another event. Yeah,
right.
You know, for the following day, so. It was more of, okay, we got to get out of here, so I got to get time to clean up. And as you see, that's not a small building to clean. And especially when you got like 30, 40, however many people we had helping, it really makes the job much easier. So I just really want to send out a special thanks to everybody who participated in Saturday night event. And just look for, you know, the second annual to be coming. Before you know it, it'll be here soon.
Right. Wow. And we're looking for reps for each year, right, to represent your school so you can help get the word out. Because I'm from the class of 87. I have no idea the class of 84, the class of 89, even 88. I wouldn't know who to go to. So we're looking for reps for each class, right? And just email us and let us know you're willing to be a rep. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Waddell.
Oh, yeah. They go to that email address that you gave to them earlier, and we'll definitely talk.
Right. We'll definitely talk. So if you want to be a representative for your class, we need the class of, let me see, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86. You can help me with 87. 89, that's your class, right? They can help you with 89.
You said you got 87 on lockdown, huh?
Hey, listen, I don't know everybody, but I tell you what, hey, I got them. Look here, I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody in the class of 87.
I'll connect.
You know. Hey, man. So, yeah, you got the class of 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94. And I think I've talked to some people that were willing to be reps for that class. I'm definitely appreciative of that. And, just email us, classreunioninorlando@gmail.com. Let us know what you're willing to do. We'll put our heads together. We'll let you know what we need you to do. And it'll be a success next year.
Should
be much
four
bigger
periods.
And much better.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
4 periods, stand up, take a bow. You guys and girls ought to be very proud, because we did something that was very, very, very special. We sure did.
Right. Go ahead.
Everyone looked just fabulous. The guys, you know, we looked apart. The ladies were looking beautiful and sexy, and it was just, It was awesome to see. It really was.
That's great. Really was. Wardell, I had a couple of people saying, well, why did you do it in Orlando? I'm like, come on. Everybody want to get out of Fort Pierce every now and then. You know what I'm saying? It was still Fort Pierce in the house, you know, but it was like,
yeah.
Why not get away sometimes? You know, it's good to get away sometimes. And so I'm grateful.
It is.
It is. And like I said, you know, with a lot of things going down there negatively, you know,
Right.
It was just, okay, because we all parents. Majority of us all are parents now.
Right.
It was, get away, you know, take a break. We all, as a young adult, we need our alone time. We need our me time. Okay, there's nothing wrong
right.
with our me time. And
right.
that's what it was. And, you know, we had our time, and that's what we needed. And I think exactly what grown folks do, right? So it really we all needed it. We really did. And
right.
I just really to have the event here was just it just meant more to me because of the fact that I knew for a fact if we're able to do something to hold an event such as we did Saturday night, that shows you how much love and support not only that they have for you, but how much they love and have for their city. And like I said, it was like a getaway, even though you're only less than 2 hours up the road. And that's what it was about.
Right. Well, I tell you what, we had a great time. I want to give a shout out to Alton Pryor. He's on talking about I'm in the class of 86. So, hey, Rep 86, bro.
Yeah, right.
Rep class of 86. I would not have a clue.
Right.
But I tell you what, we want to come together with them.
That's it. That's it.
We definitely see
the whole key. That's the whole key. You know, we looked up to those, you know, young men and ladies, you know, because when we were coming up, we wanted to be like them. Not knowing it. I'm pretty sure they think back when they was in elementary and middle school and they seen kids getting off the school bus or dropped off or whatever, and they was a, you know, upperclassmen, you know, you wanted to be them. You know, that's what you wanted. And there's nothing
right.
wrong with, you know, looking up to, you know, somebody else in the upper class. And especially, you might have, you know, been alone as far as you didn't have any brothers or sisters or something
right.
like that, you know, and you looked up to other people. So, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what.
There's nothing wrong with looking up to someone else, you know, regardless of how old they may be, you know, no matter what school they're from. So,
right, and it's no problem with admiring somebody that might be a little bit younger. You all
That's
have
right.
taken the reins and ran with them. Y'all did something that we didn't do, but you took the reins
exactly.
and running with them. Yes, and I'm grateful of that. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. And I'm sure even the class of 82, they're older than us. They're older than me. Let me stop before they get me.
Naomi, just to let you know, I really haven't been, I've been trying to stay away from my graduation class by saying it, but, you know, 89, you know, we say we're the last of the 80s, but we are the best of the 80s.
All right.
That's
well, you
right.
know what mine said. When we came, when I got ready to graduate, the slogan was, class of 87, we going to heaven.
Okay.
So,
okay.
yeah, class of 87, we going to heaven. Look, God knows about the way. But I'm just grateful for what you all are doing and the leap of faith that you took. I know at one point it was like, man, if we can just get 50 people to show up, it's going to be great. And
yeah.
I think we, you know, Fort Pierce, they exceeded our expectations. They really
yeah.
did. They came through. And my hat goes off to Fort Pierce. And
yeah.
Time out to, you know,
Correct.
Call in and,
yeah.
Come, I'm talking about call in. We got a caller
yeah.
just called in.
Let's see what it is.
caller 352-792. Go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us what class you was in and what year you came out. Your mic is hot. 352-792.
You might need to press 1.
Uh-oh. You see what I'm saying? You're absolutely right. But they're on, and we appreciate you calling in. If you can press the 1, call in, press the 1. You may have to hang up and call back in, press the 1, and then we can get you on so you can speak to the listening audience. Thank you so much for calling in. Hold on. I think Andre is still on. I think he's in class. What class he's in? Andre, what class are you with?
88.
Class of 88. All right. Class of 88 in the house.
Andre, my wife again? Over here is cheering because she's in Oak Ridge High School.
Say what now?
I said my wife here cheering when he said 88 because she came out of 88.
Yeah. Oh, did she?
Yeah.
So. Oak Ridge.
She got Grand Central then.
Hey, man. Well, okay, that's great. Like I said, we have a call in the queue, but unfortunately, he didn't press the 1.
Get him or her.
They're not able to come live. Hang up. Look, 352-792. Hang up, call back in, and press the 1 key so that you can speak. If you want to speak. Now, they may be just on the line, you know, just hearing us talk about how much of a good time we had. and they're admiring it because next year they're coming back. They're coming. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would just like to encourage them to do one thing if they could. Please, please purchase your tickets for the next coming event and any future events in advance on the event. Bright.com, and as you see, if you not understanding what that does, it really gives us a gauge on how many people we're expecting. That way, we'll know, you know, as far as the beverages, how to prepare the food, even the venue itself. You know,
right.
That you need to have that gauge on. Well, how many are you expected? And without that. It's kind of hard to prepare for that because, oh my gosh, they don't understand how much I went back and forth to the store, and I needed to be prepared because I was like, I'm not sure, I really don't know, and my wife was like,
right.
David, why you got all that alcohol and you know when only X amount of people done paid online? I was like, baby, I got a feeling people gonna be at the door. And that's exactly what happened. But let's just say if I wasn't planning for that and if I only went
right.
off what I saw online, you know, that would
exactly.
have really been in trouble. So,
oh, you'd have been
like
in trouble.
Yes. Just like to encourage people, you know, please, on any event, just please go online and you know, and pay that way. I really appreciate that.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you being proactive and being ready for the whatever,
because
it was on. They came in and grows, and I tell you, we just had us a blast. We had a blast.
Yes, we did. You must say, Andre.
Okay.
A lot of 88s was in the house.
Andre, are you there? Your mic's hot.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. He was asking, was any 88s in the house? Sound like military,
you know.
Not 88.
All day. All day long.
I've seen a few of them. I'm a few of them.
You're 7.
That's how many it was.
I know Eric Cunningham was in the house. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing his sister Elaine. That was a good friend of mine next year. But, you know, and him and his wife came. I think they came from a distance, too.
Maryland. Baltimore.
Maryland.
Somewhere up in there.
Yeah.
No, right. He didn't hear me when he said it, when he hear me.
Ooh. Right. Mm-hmm. I know I've spoken. you can't edit on this one. This live right here.
I know, right?
I know I talked to Dump and Doe. He said he'll be there next year, God's willing.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn Dane, she said she will roll. Gwendolyn Rose, she'll be there next year. I've talked to quite a few that said they'll be there. I can't even name them all. It was good seeing, you know, Ramona and
mm-hmm.
all of them. I mean, it was just good seeing everybody.
Yes, it was.
It really was. Elliot Holland. My God, I ain't seen him in forever. 27 years, I know it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Slater. Oh, my goodness. I ain't seen him in forever. Slate Rock in the house.
Yeah. Oh, we go way back.
Is that right?
Way back, yes. We all do.
Just the name of you, I'm going to call. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It's one thing about my class. I mean, everybody got that. You know, they feel a certain way about their class, but I'm going to say it. Our class, 89, it's a very, very special group of guys and young ladies. We all are like brothers and sisters. We get along so well. We can joke and kid and play around about some of everything. And when you hear something about one person, it's very mm-hmm. like wildfire to like, have you heard about, because we all that tight. I might not, let's just say like me and Dre, I might not talk and see Dre every day, but if something was to happen, as far as, hey, he got this or he got married or whatever the case may be, you better believe somebody in that circle of 89 is going to know about it. And that's how we were.
Right.
And that's how we are to this day. So, 89, y'all know for sure, y'all definitely got a special place in my heart. And they treated me, I mean,
I know.
All I can say is, you know, y'all really came out and supported me and Tony. Y'all really did. And me and Tony is from that class of 89, and I must say it was a lot of them in the house supporting us. You know, Saturday night, and I really appreciate it.
You know, I was responding while she was on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, the list goes on and on of the people that I've talked to that said, hey, I'll be there next year. I'm just kind of strolling down here. I can call a million names probably. Mm-hmm. But I'm so, and I'm thrilled about it. I really am. I'm not.
Right.
Now, see, I can tell you about our class of 84, naturally, we had class of 87, we had 84, 85, 86, and then 87 when I came. The seniors, a lot of us knew the seniors. They were such a great role model. You had Potty Rock, you know, Dan Wilson, that Veronica. They were so cohesive, and they were really examples for us. And you will remember them. You know what I'm saying? We had those. Our seniors were the bomb. The class of 84, they really was an awesome class. Jumping Joe mm-hmm. class. Those guys, we remembered them because, you know, they took lead. They did things in the school. And, yeah, they were really good. They were really good. They was really good examples for us. So that whole from 84, mm-hmm. 85, 86, to 87, we were cohesive. We were a team.
Right.
And it just was awesome.
I want to point out something, too, how we came together Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And nobody really knows this, not too much anyway. I mean, they know, now, of course, you know, but Blake and Marlon is the DJ, and Justin, they don't even know Blake at all. But
right.
But if you take a look at that night, you feel like you guys knew each other forever.
Exactly.
You would feel like they just had that chemistry, that relationship where, hey, man, okay, I got to this. You know, I'm going to spend for 30. You going to do this for however long. And it was like that all night long. And that is very rare, especially when you're dealing with DJs, you know, because, you know, DJs could be, you know, depending on who they are, could be a little sensitive at times, you know.
Right.
It's like sometimes, you know, they competing or battling, but there was no animosity whatsoever. And it was like a friendship that seemed like it has been there forever, you know, and that's exactly what type of night it was. So, you know, Orlando, you know, Marlon, he was the DJ. You know, he can hit him up at 407-267-1717. And he'll definitely, you know, set your party right. And everybody already know who Slate is. He don't need no introduction. We all know how to get in contact with him.
Well, not all of us. I remember him, but I did remember him for sure. Wow.
Yeah.
He was in your class?
Of course. I just said 89. Oh, yeah.
Well, I know him from 89. Maybe from doing the hair barbershop, because he's a barber, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That
exactly.
is excellent.
And not to you know, forget about Mike. You know, Mike was doing this thing over there in that corner with that photography. So, you know,
absolutely.
Fort Pitt native as well. So, you know, Mike was busy
over
there
him.
All night.
Hey, Wardell, I told Mike, look, can you put some, I said, can you put some group pictures up, you know, not no pictures with the booties hanging out?
Uh-huh.
He was like, I'm about to do that. Yeah, that's funny, man. Those kids, they had a good time. They had a good time, but I definitely wanted to circulate some of those group pictures we had. Whatever happened to the one group picture? I think Eric Cunningham must have took that picture when we all took the picture together during that day.
Was that Eric that took that picture? That was Eric. And,
right.
Eric, if you out there, brother, you know you need to post some things on your Facebook page. I already tried to check it. So you need to get off that, man. Stop holding it. Thing like this newborn
kid. Look, you done flew in. You're home by now.
Yeah. You got. I gave him 48 hours. You know what I mean? I gave him 48 hours. He posted yet. So here, get on your job, man.
Yeah, that was nice. We had a pretty large group picture up during the day. That was really nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
A lot of the people that came during the day, they just, man, it was really nice.
Yes, it was. It was a great day, though. It was a great day. I mean, I was inside mostly, so I can't say it was how hot it was out there. But
I know that's
like
right.
The air conditioning
worked real good.
We were covering outside if you went outside. So, you know, but, yeah. I mean, it was
beautiful.
There was
quite a few people outside.
Yes, it was a beautiful place we were at, you know. Wish we had some jet skis and some boats or something. We'll go do some fishing next time or something, maybe.
You know, I do want to get on one of the motorcycle skis. Yeah, jet skis,
yeah,
that's what it's called, a jet ski. Yeah, now that I want to get on. I don't know about the fishing. Y'all can have that one.
Well, you know, I got some brothers listening. They all in on that, so they can show all
right.
of us. A thing or two about fishing. So.
That's awesome. Mm. I tell you what, we had a great time. It was a good day. Those that missed it, you missed a treat. But guess what? We're going to have a bigger and better treat next year. Again, send your information in if you missed this to the email address. classreunion@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to communicate with you. We'll send out a blast when we get ready to get all the details together and for next year. And so you want to send your information into the email address, classreunioninorlando@gmail.com. So I think I said enough. Look here. I don't know if you have something else. It was something I wanted to ask you about. I'm trying to think what else.
Is Dre still on the phone?
Yes, he is. He's still on the phone.
Dre, you going?
Yeah, I'm still here, Wardell.
Go ahead. What you got to say?
Man, I just want to say I had a blast. It was great. Like I said before, my wife and myself, we enjoyed everything. Can't wait for it to come back again next year.
Okay, really
too busy beating
that.
Everybody on the card table.
Yeah, they ain't playing me, though. That's what they understand.
You can't play no card.
Man, don't go there.
Man, I remember when you were...
Hey, Dre, we don't need no black-on-black violence no right now. I don't want to have to thank you on that card table.
Look at y'all.
Hey, well, all I remember, you was short and skinny, trying to play basketball and run track.
Hold on now. Back up. Back up on that trying. We're going to back up on that trying part.
We're going to need an extra deck of cards next year, though, because that one table ain't going to do it. I know that already.
Yeah, they ain't played me.
Man, you can't play no card.
Dre.
Me and my wife will whoop you in.
Me and my wife got y'all next time, all right?
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, we ain't got to wait till next time.
You
ain't saying that. You ain't in Fort Pearson, ain't in another city. We right here.
Hey, look, we ain't going to have no beefing online. Look, we on the air.
we ain't got no beef.
And you know how to talk about the page. That's serious right now. The car is serious.
I know that's right. That can be real serious right there. Look here. We're just asking how you like the chicken leg. Hey, Dre, you say you repping your class, right?
We ain't got to wait that long.
Okay.
I say you repping your class, right? You're going to be able to go out and get your classmates?
Hey, I'm going to do my best.
Hey, that's all we ask for.
Hey, Dre, do me a favor. Please get my number from Naomi. And anytime you and your wife ready to be spanked, just let me know.
Whatever. Me and my wife laughing right now. Yeah.
Where's Miss Dosa? She there, Miss Dosa?
She's right here.
She's
right here.
Put Miss Dosa on the phone. Why I'm saying her name wrong?
No, they're not there. Ain't no comedian.
Hey. My wife gonna send you a picture of what was dealt to me in one hand. Yeah. Then you'll speak.
Y'all hear that? Yeah. Everybody was at that table. Yeah. They was no y'all. Y'all
uh-huh.
hear that?
Oh, yeah.
How you get a picture?
I don't know. We're going to send you that picture.
How you
we
get a picture?
Send you that picture. Don't worry about
that. Let your wife speak for a minute.
Hold on for a second.
I want to know, Drake.
They were cheating around the table. No, there was
there was no cheating around the table. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
there was no
how you
cheating.
Doing?
Somebody tried to cheat us, and this is what happened.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
So that's all that is. Nobody cheated out. Cheating days were long ago. That was college days.
They said how you got a picture in your hand.
No. That was just a hand.
Well, sis, tell us how much of a good time did you have?
I had a great time. Being with him is one thing, but meeting a lot of, people you don't know. and to have a good time the way that I did. I mean, I enjoyed it. So you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Oh,
okay. Thank you very much.
So you was not from Port Pierce. Okay.
No, I'm from Belgrade.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. Belgrade, welcome in the house.
Belgrade,
Wardell, welcome to our world.
Exactly.
Welcome to our world. Fort Pierce in the house.
Yeah.
Y'all did y'all thing.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So we can look forward to seeing you next year.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes. Not a question.
Look at Wardell, like, you shouldn't even ask that question.
Yeah,
I just wanted her to tell the world, yes. You know how married couples come together and they ask you and they tell you, you're supposed to say, I do. They done already did it. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's already done.
But you want a witness. You want a witness.
It's already done.
Yes, amen. Well, sis, I tell you what, it was such a privilege and an honor to meet you. And I really enjoyed playing cards with you and fellowship, and it was awesome. It was awesome.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next year.
Did you enjoy the food?
Yeah, the food was great. The food was great.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally was, everything was goodness. Everything was good. It was really awesome.
Beautiful.
It was really good.
Beautiful affair, I must say.
Right. Well, that
hey
is
guys,
so awesome.
I'm going to give the phone back to Andre because the game is about to come on. He can talk to y'all, okay? I don't want to be
okay.
Heard.
Who you going for?
Let it go.
I don't mean that. Who's playing Cleveland and who?
Let it go.
Who's playing?
She going for Cleveland, but she like the Miami Heat. It's Cleveland and Florida State right now.
Okay. So you got Cleveland and Florida State that's playing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with a lot of them. Wardell, they ain't calling in because that game on. They ain't want to be bothered.
All right.
But,
it is all right.
Wardell, you ain't got to wait that long.
A lot of people I received a few text messages while I've been talking. So.
That's awesome. You want to give any shout-outs?
No, hey, shout out to Wardell and Tony Lee and their wives for putting this thing together.
Amen.
Appreciate
what I'm
that.
Talking about.
Oh,
no, you didn't.
I want to give a shout out. I never gave a shout out before, but I want to give a shout out. I always thought I want to give a shout out to Fort Pierce.
Hey, amen.
Did it. We did.
Yeah.
We were beautiful. We had a great time.
Rascal Flat.
To say something like that could never happen at Fort Pierce or dealing with Fort Pierce, that we can say, no, we can't do it. So, Fort Pierce, stand up. We're grown, perspective, we're mature, we're young adults. And we showed them how to have a great time without all the nonsense. All the violence.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. If you have any questions, any comments you want to make, Wardell's wife, Rena Peterson, is on Facebook. You can look her up. Right, sister?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let me give her my Facebook page. No. Yeah, look up Rena Peterson on Facebook. You can throw her some questions in the inbox. I'm on Facebook under Faith Walking Faithful, Naomi Ramin. You can always hit me with questions if you have any or comments, and we'll definitely address them for you. We're looking forward to a great year next year. And again, send us your information in the email. Don't wait to the last minute. We want a picture as well, a picture of you and your wife. If you come in as a couple, send us a picture. We just want to, you know, just send a picture anyway. Send a picture. Go ahead.
All y'all holding those pictures, handicapped off of them, put them out there, let people see what we did.
I know, right? Oh, we they circulating, trust me. They are circulating, that's for sure. I've seen quite a few of them.
Yeah, that's right.
I've seen quite a few of them. Yeah, so you want to definitely send some pictures in to the pictures of yourself. I mean, when you send your information in, send your pictures with them. That's what I'm saying. So we'll have a picture of you to the email address again, classreunioninorlando@gmail.com. I do mean to sound redundant, classreunioninorlando@gmail.com.
You finna have people taking about 10 selfies to get it right.
I know, right? classreunioninorlando@gmail.com. I tell you what, we definitely appreciate Fort Pierce. They came through. And we wanted to take this time to get on, give you an opportunity to call in for those that didn't come. If you had questions, we would have answered your questions. And for those of you that did come, we wanted to give you an opportunity to be able to voice the good time you had. And also, you know, just thank everybody for coming out. We wanted you
mm-hmm.
to hear from us. So, and
yeah.
This great team do thank you.
Well, to a couple
That's
of listeners, I know Angela Wynn is listening, my brother Jarvis, my boy Marlon.
Jarvis!
Yeah, my brother Tyrone.
Ty.
I appreciate y'all listening and tuning in. You know,
right.
So much love to y'all. Appreciate it.
And 352 hanging in there. We appreciate you calling in as well.
Definitely. Great.
That's O'Kella, 352.
He's part of the show. Him and his cheating wife. I'm Drake. I'm going to watch y'all, man. I'm gonna watch y'all. I gotta watch y'all play spades first with somebody before I get on the table with y'all too, man. I gotta watch.
Please.
Yeah, I might
so
have some signs and signals and stuff.
Andre, your mic hot.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be ready for you.
He got so much
Damn.
Confidence. Yes, ma'am.
Damn. I like
yes,
to
ma'am.
Put in a quick plug. You know, I need to put in a quick plug for all the ladies and the gentlemen for 2016.
Yes.
If you need to get high school fine, to call Wardell's wife.
Okay.
We have all kinds of health products. We have all kinds of detoxes. And we have all types of fat burners that will help you come to the reunion next year looking like high school fit and fine.
What you say? Tell them about that tea. What's the name of it?
It's Ioso tea, and it is a detox tea. It'll totally flatten that tummy, and the resolution drops will eliminate the fat. If you work out and you have a little fat that you're trying to tighten up, the resolution drops are perfect for that. For ladies and men, you can lose up to 20 to 30 pounds in 25 days on those drops.
Wow.
My number is 407-844-9908, and I can assist them with product knowledge or what's the right plan that they should be on or what items would fit their lifestyle best. Disease is rampant, which is why we're losing a lot of classmates on my behalf and you guys' behalf. High blood pressure, diabetes, lupus, hypertension, and ADD is in our kids, and just so many different things from our food. And I have things that can contain those already existing situations or eliminate you from getting into those type of situations. So, like I said, if they have any questions, they can call me at 407-844-9908. And we can work together so that we can all live longer, healthier lifestyles.
Hey, man. Well, that's what we want to do. That's for sure. I know I'll be calling you in a few. Yes, Lord. I will be calling you in a few. Yes, Lord. So that's awesome. You all heard that. Call Miss Rena. You're on Facebook, Rena Peterson. Look her up, Rena Mac Peterson. She's on Facebook. Friend her. Those of you that don't have her as friends, friend her on there. And again, we look forward to fellowshipping with you. All right, host. You have anything else you want to put out there?
No, just been fun. It's been real. It's been nice. And I appreciate everybody, especially you, for doing this and taking time out of your busy day, to set this event up as far as this radio broadcast, streaming live. So, you know, that the post-reunion show.
Well, I tell you, I really do enjoy doing this. I really enjoy it. So you have a passionate team member with you. When it comes down to, you know, getting the information out to the mass of the people, this is what I enjoy doing. So you all keep it locked right here on Faith Walking Faith Broadcast, http://blogtalkradio.com/faithwalking. I tell you, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with the second annual Fort Pierce class reunion. I think you said you're going to do it up to 1994 class reunion, up to 1994, year 1994. What you say, 35 and grown and sexy, 35 and up?
Yeah, 35 and we good.
35 is good. 35 and up.
Yeah.
We just don't want to be partying with our kids. I know. Ooh.
Can't do it.
You know you can't do it. So if
exactly.
We just being safe. 30 years old. Look here. Stay on home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, let's see.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's. We just had a good time. I have to tell you.
I'm gonna do my brother a favor one time, since he was so helpful for me Saturday night. My brother Jarvis Abram, he want me to give class of 03 a special shout out. Okay. They might be in bed right now, Jarvis. They might be in bed right now.
He did not want me calling him a baby.
He's not going on with that. He knew I got a message about that. Jarvis Abram wanted me to tell the class of 03 Fort Pierce. He said, "What's up?"
That's awesome. That's right. He was from Port St. Lucie.
Yes.
I bet he was the only one in the building from Port St. Lucie. Now, let me stop.
Yeah, we ain't gonna go there.
He was rapping Port St. Lucie, though.
Yeah, yes, he was.
He was rapping Port St. Lucie. Hey, listen, was Tyrone at Fort Pierce as well? I mean, I'm sure he was. Y'all was from there, right? What year he came out?
I want to say, I'm not even sure, 87, 88, one of the two.
Really?
I'm not sure because, you know, he ended up going to. You talking about my brother Tyrone or Tyrone Reed?
Your brother Tyrone.
Oh, my brother Tyrone. He is Ty just like my brother as well. But my brother he's came out in 95.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he came out in 95.
He was at Port St. Lucie too.
No, he's from the woods.
Okay.
Yeah, he came out from the woods. He was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
That's excellent. Excellent. It was good fellowshipping with those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was.
We had a blast. And I am so looking forward to doing this again next year. I've had some people to say, why don't y'all come to Fort Pierce? They're still trying to get us to Fort Pierce to do something. And Maybe that might could happen. It might happen.
I'm never gonna say no.
It won't be nothing too major, but I mean it might can actually happen.
I'm never gonna say never to nothing. Just being in some of the things that I do know, you just never say never. So,
right.
We'll see. You never know.
Right now, Orlando, it is.
Yes, it's definitely going down right here in the O. So, just like the flyer said.
Orlando. So, I saw that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. If I could find somewhere really, really, really where I would like to do it, then that'd be fine. But that'd have to present itself at that time. So, but I just think
right.
that for the first one and then to try to establish something first, I think it'll be, I think the ground roots to be laid, what we just did Saturday night, I think that'll really speaks volume. And then if we decide to do or go somewhere else with it, then it'll happen. But it'll definitely
right.
be here next year. Yeah.
Well, that's mm-hmm. awesome. Now, okay. You wasn't soliciting for committee people. You say you already have some for the committee?
Yeah.
Or did
yeah,
you want them to let you know? Okay.
Yeah, I have some people in mind.
It's
yeah.
covered. All right.
Yes, yes.
We cover for next year. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. We got 13 minutes on the clock. Miss Rena, you want to say anything? Any final outs? Oh, you did.
She had to go in there. She's trying to cook her husband something to eat for the night. So.
Uh-oh. I don't want to interrupt that.
Yeah, so she had to go in there and check on the food.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. But she got a plug in. That was a $500 doggone commercial advertising. She just said, she don't
that's
know.
That's right.
You know.
And call her for that fat burner because these midsections, they say that's the most dangerous part when they start blowing up. So you want to definitely take care of that. And I went in the military, and the sooner the better. You don't want to keep waiting. The sooner the better. So if you look in the mirror and you're saying, ouch, like me, let's just go ahead and do something about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do something about it. And for real, though, it's no use in waiting but I have started working out. I done post a couple of videos where I'm moving a leg or two. We definitely have to get our workouts on.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, in the last week, you got any final remarks before we close out? I would say it one time. Huh? your brother spelled it out for me. Wardell. Don't call my.
Yeah, it's my brother.
Don't call him Wendell. It's Wardell, and he spelled it out for me. I'm still. Okay. You have any final comments, Wardell? We got
11 minutes
on the clock.
I thought my brother Joshua was going to call in, but I'm not sure if he is or not.
Okay, somebody just called in. Let's see who this is right here. We got 47369. Your mic is hot. Tell us who you are, what class you repping.
How y'all doing tonight? This is Jarvis. I was in the field live in effect. How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
I just want. I know you guys don't have too much time left on the show, so I just wanted to call in really quick and say a couple things about the event. The event turned out. It was just. I spoke to my brother already earlier today, but I was very impressed mm-hmm. by the event, the turnout. It was just not only a beautiful event, but just beautiful people. I mean, inside and out, in the door a few times, and you know, mingle and talk to some folks. And, you know, just the love in the building on Saturday night was unbelievable. I mean, it really was.
Amen.
Everybody had positive things to say about the event, each other. I mean, I seen the love from all you guys. And honestly, from somebody, I know you guys was kind of clowning on my little generation, you know, the class of 03s. I heard that. You know, but from somebody coming from my shoes, where we don't have opportunity as those younger folks out here in society to see those types of positive interactions between, you know, us brothers and sisters, it was something very special to see. So I just want to kind of give, you know, everyone involved, especially Wardell Peterson, a big thumbs up with the event. God bless y'all, and I hope to see Fort Pierce do many more things like that.
Hey, brother.
All right, man.
Yeah. I really do appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Absolutely.
Really.
Well, all right, bro. I love you, man. I'm gonna get off the phone. Hey, y'all do what y'all do. I'm still listening. Y'all take care.
All right. Well, I definitely
all
appreciate
right,
being on the door with him. That was awesome. He had a sweet spirit himself. And he had a sweet spirit himself, and I really enjoyed just being at the door with him.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
A robot Abram child right there. That's what that is. Roberta Abram child.
Say Roberta Abram child.
Yeah, that's our mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. I tell you, we really appreciate what you all did. This was epic again. Like I said, it was very epic. I mean, I had been to a class reunion. I'm looking forward to the next one because it's going to be huge. I know my class going to show up. So I'm just really excited about it.
I have a question though. If somebody wanted to listen to this, I guess a taping of it, where can they go to listen to this event to this broadcast?
It's plastered all over Facebook. So wherever you see that link, if you click that link, it'll start playing from there. Or they can go to blogtalkradio.com/faithwalking. That's blogtalkradio.com/faithwalking. Faithwalking. Yeah, so they can go to the Faithwalking page, the page itself on Blog Talk, or they can go to my website, faithwalkingfaithful.net. www.faithwalkingfaithful.net. And again, on the Faith Walking, the walking is spelled WALKN. So faithwalkingfaithful.net. And they'll be able to hear it there. It's all over social media. I make it my business to plaster it. Yeah.
I appreciate that. We need it.
Yeah, because the last show we was on, and I want to give them a shout out for that, because In 2 days, 120 people had listened to that archive.
Wow.
It was
great.
Within 2 days, 120 people had listened to that archive. So they'll go back and listen to this. They're very supportive, and I'm grateful of that. But have been great, very supportive, and I just want to give them a shout-out. I'm telling you, y'all are wonderful. Wonderful. I'm looking forward to next year.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to next year.
Well,
I tell you,
Naomi, thank you very much once again. Callers, listeners, I really appreciate the love and support. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And only way we can go is up from here.
That's right. And we can pray this thing out, and we will be back in touch with you. All, you know, send in your information again on the email. classreunioninorlando@gmail.com, and we'll get back with you. We'll communicate that way, and you can hit up Rena Peterson on Facebook. You can hit me up on Facebook. Wardell is the hardworking gentleman in school, so he don't have a whole lot of time, but we got you. And he got you.
I appreciate y'all holding that far down for me.
Oh, yeah, we got you. We got you. No, we got you, and he got you. Because, we'll definitely be back in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. So if all hearts are clear, I'll just do a quick prayer and we'll close out, unless you want to say something else.
No, you go ahead and take it from there.
All right. Father God, we praise and lift you up. We give you all glory and honor. We're thanking you while the blood is yet warm in our veins, God. Lord, we thank you for the visionaries of this Fort Pierce 1984 to 1994 class reunion. We thank you for all of their hard work and dedication that was put in behind the scenes, God. We thank you, God, for their dedication and their passion, God, to do this. That a people may come together, God, and unite, Lord, and have a good time. Lord, we thank you for safe travels on the highways and byways. We're thanking you for safety from any hurt, harm, or danger, God, that was at the venue. We thank you. We just thank you. We really do. We honor you. We give you all glory and honor. We thank you for those that were actively involved, the food that was prepared. We're thanking you, God, for all that has taken place for this awesome event, Lord. And we ask that you continue to keep them, Lord, until we meet again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I just want to say thank you all so much again, and God bless you. Normally I go out with music, but for some reason Blog Talk is saying that they're working on getting that part together. So God bless you all. Good night.
Good night.
All right.